Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Now, the second hour of Live with me, Naye Lupondwana. Get around as we get into our next segment. I have promised you that we are going to move on to our next, the GROW model. That's what we call it. They told me to call it the GROW model, and that's how we try and do all we can to grow in all ways possible. And today, we do have our guest joining us once again. Oh, Brother Nyaneti Rogers, talking to us about nutrition and nurturing a devotional life. And for our focus for today, not performance, but presence. Prayer is not a performance, beloved. It's not a transaction. It's not a spiritual to-do list. It's presence. It's the soul's native language. It's where we stop pretending and start abiding. Jesus didn't teach his disciples how to preach, but he taught them how to pray. Why? Because prayer is where power is. That's where it's born. That prayer. It's where intimacy is forged. It's where we stop striving and start surrendering. That's why we invited our guest, Brother Nyaneti Rogers, to talk to us about this concept of not performance, but presence. Brother Rogers, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. I see I cannot hear Brother Rogers, so let me see if I cannot tweak a few things on my side so that I can be able to hang in there, Brother Rogers. I think I forget sometimes that when I'm here, I am both my technical producer as well as a presenter. Brother Rogers, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Lovely, lovely. I too can hear you now. How honest are your prayers, really, Brother Rogers?
I must say that my prayers are really honest. Much a time, not all the time.
I say this because some people tend to pray with verbosity and expression to an extent. It sounds more of an impressionistic prayer than it is an expression. But if you say yours is honest and genuine, good for you, Brother Rogers. So what keeps you from praying with consistency and confidence? I mean, many people find it difficult to be consistent and to be confident when they pray. What is it that you can highlight has blocked you from becoming consistent and confident when praying? What
is it that you can... two things from my end. One of the things that keeps me praying consistently is challenges. I may say challenges, and when trouble struck, I want to genuinely say I find myself more prayerful when I'm handling challenges, or rather when I'm going through difficulties.
Right.
I find myself kept in prayer. That's consistency. When it comes to confidence, what keeps my prayer confident is much of the time because of the answered previous prayers.
Okay.
This gives me that confidence when I've prayed, maybe when I kneel down to pray and I remember there is a prayer I made,
right,
it was really answered. It brings that confidence. So
right,
briefly, consistency from my end is brought by trouble and challenges, and confidence is brought by the answered prayer.
Right, right. Do you believe God delights in your voice or just tolerates it?
I may say he tolerates it.
Okay, tell us why. Go ahead.
Because much of the time, you see, as human beings, in most cases, when we go to God, Of course, we've been taught to be thankful. Even when Jesus was teaching his disciples, he told them, when you pray, pray like this. Begin, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That praise, and then you thank God. But much of the time, when we go before God in prayer, this is evidently so. When we go to God in prayer, because we're talking about this, is God really tolerating our voice? Is God really... or he delights in our voices? It's because in most cases we go to God complaining.
Yeah,
we complain. Maybe when there is something that has popped up, we go to God complaining. Maybe you have something, you wake up in the morning and you find it missing. There is that question that comes: I'm a Christian. Where was God when this happened?
Yeah,
maybe a family or something of the sort. So we normally much of time complain.
Okay,
instead of giving compliments, instead of praising, instead of thanks, we keep complaining. And you know, a complaining voice is not something that you can delight in. You just tolerate.
Well, we have a book of Lamentations there, which tells us how this man was complaining and complaining. The entire book of Lamentations, it's complaining and complaining. Is that wrong, Brother Rogers?
It's not wrong.
Okay.
It is not wrong. It is... you see, the same book of Lamentation that you mentioned says, pour out that is in your heart
right,
to God as
right.
The one pour out water. It's humanly right to complain.
Okay.
But now when you have this, you realize when Jesus was teaching his disciples about prayer,
right.
there is a covenant he has given that... we must adore God, we must confess our
right.
sins, we must be thankful, and then we supplicate. So in much a time, we complain,
yeah.
we petition God, even before we honor him with thanksgiving and praises.
Yeah. So talk to us about your prayer life. How has your prayer life changed over the years?
Honestly speaking, my prayer life is growing with the time, because I can testify
right.
that I've seen God answering my prayers. The latest testimony I have is on Sabbath. I prayed. In fact, the whole of last week, I was devoted to pray, because I was presenting a sermon on Sabbath about prayer. And what I prayed for, I saw the hand of God
right.
going through me, and even operating through people. So I must say, over time, I've accumulated testimonies that indeed God answers prayer
right.
and answers genuinely. So I may say my prayer has really improved over time.
Right, right. So what would it mean to pray without ceasing in your current season? I mean, I understand people interpret that to mean different things, but to you, particularly in this season, what do it mean to pray without ceasing in your current life?
Praying without ceasing, this now becomes an attitude.
Okay.
It's an attitude. And I normally say, if it is a climate, much of the time when we talk of climate change, a climate
right.
is... something that has grown over years
okay.
and has been established. So when you embrace the attitude of prayer, you will reach a point where the prayer becomes your lifestyle. So when
okay.
the prayer becomes your lifestyle, that's synonymous to say
right.
praying without ceasing.
Like yeah.
you are on the way, you are walking, you find people calling, then in your mind, you whisper prayer, please God, bring peace to those
yeah.
people who are fighting.
Oh.
Prayer without ceasing. Yes.
Okay, lovely, beautiful. We're going to leave it there. Thank you very much, Brother Rogers. Again, a phenomenal conversation we had. I really appreciate your time and your insights. May God bless you. We have one more day together tomorrow. Until then, have a wonderful day, brother, and God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too.
be part of the conversation, send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.